Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so today, it's all about the Brits on this show. So Edith's going to be on the red carpet. She's just about arriving now. She'll be getting changed and leaving her pants behind again. And this is the only place where you will find out first who's arriving, what they're wearing, and what they're saying. And remember, we're asking your questions as well.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
It's Scott with Edith at the Brits.
How are you?
Very well.
Nice to meet you.
Scott?
Hilton, yes.
Oh, are we live?
We're live, Perez.
Hi, did you get my message from earlier in the week?
Hi,
Scott,
Perez.
He says, did you get your... He says hi.
Hi.
You're looking fabulous. Let me describe Perez to you. He's in some nice gold and silver Converse, a nice plate pair, sort of, I'd say sort of chinos. A really lovely fake fur coat. Good, I'm glad.
It is, absolutely.
Fur. A shower cap.
My inspiration was Gay Pimp.
You do it well, and pink and orange hair. I've got a phone number for you, Perez.
You do? Oh my goodness.
0770.
No, don't read that out on the radio.
Really?
But maybe I'll meet Scott at an after party later.
Yeah, I'm up for that.
I'll give you my number too.
Excellent.
I feel like Cilla Black.
Okay, if you could just pass that
Perez
number.
Has no idea who Cilla Black is, by the
is
way.
Is she a singer?
No, she's kind of has a dating show here in the UK and sets up lots of people, but.
I like her name. But I like your dress. You look very pretty today.
Thank you, but you like Scott more.
As a whole.
Oh, no. I'm going all shy. Okay.
Right. He's going all shy.
Laura, make sure Edith's got the right number, yeah?
Yeah, I will.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Bye. Good to speak to you, Perez.
Perez, have a great time at the Brits.
I'll give you my name,
please. He's gone.
Thanks,
He's
Edith.
Gone with his shower cap on. Amazing.
Did you give him the number?
He is actually writing down his number for you, by the way, on a piece of paper for you.
Okay. You know the number that I gave you. You know that what that number was, don't you? Can he still hear you?
No. Bye, Perez. Bye. We just gave him the flirt divert number.
Hey, Scott Mills, this is Perez Hilton. I'm here until Saturday. Call me.
Oh, no.
Scott,
I feel bad, yeah?
I have his 9-digit cell phone number in my hand.
I love it!
Radio 1 Podcast.
Brit special with Scott and Edith on the red carpet. She's getting changed into her lady dress at the moment. We'll speak to her in a minute. Do you remember about last year's Brits? What's the thing you remember the most?
What's the thing I remember most about last year's Brits? Take That coming in and being a really nice lad, I think.
Wrong answer.
Is that the wrong answer?
Yeah.
Didn't Edith have a problem with her pant? I vaguely remember that. Did she leave
She did. She left them.
Wrong answer again.
I don't know.
Joss Stone.
Yeah, I've tried to wipe that from my mind.
That's what you're going to say next. Ting, correct answer.
I didn't even want to mention her name. She makes me so angry. That's why.
One whole year ago, almost to the day, Edith was on the red carpet, and this happened.
Oh my God! Right, we're stood here. Hold on, I'm just going to go out to this other area, which is a little bit quieter.
Okay.
So many people. So many people are arriving and stuff, and everyone's been brilliant. Ricky from the Kaiser Chiefs been here for about the last 25 minutes, talking to everyone for at least 5 minutes. Joss Stone literally stormed in. You know that scene in Pretty Woman where she's sort of like clicking her fingers and storming past in the shortest skirt with the highest boots? Literally did that like a spoiled teenager.
No way. Oh, she's changed.
So she got those thigh-high boots on.
Oh, wait, we're getting to talk to her. Oh, she's going to talk to us now.
Oh, you slagged her off and now she's going to talk to you.
You literally stormed past us. What was that all about?
I'm a bitch. I've turned into a bitch. Can you not tell?
Come on. You look gorgeous.
I've got a couple records. I dyed my hair pink and now I'm a bitch. It happens.
Come on, Joss. Get back down.
I know, right? God. My mother's in there. She just slapped me in my face. I'm going to tell her. Mum, give me a slap. I walk past Edith. That is wrong.
This is a whole year ago at the Brit Awards with Edith on the red carpet.
Still quite uncomfortable listening now.
It is, isn't it?
What do I ask you about Robbie, actually? Because you performed with him at the Brits previously. Sad news about him.
He's all right. He's okay. It's not bad. You know what? he's a bigger man for actually going to do something about it. So many people go through nasty times in their life and they do nothing about it. Like, he's got some strength. I'm proud of him.
Like, that accent is, like, real strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, y'all. Y'all Stone off of Devon here.
Like, he's got some strength. I'm proud of him.
That's right, y'all.
Like, he's got some strength. I'm proud of him.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello, and I'm joined by the beautifully sparkly Kylie Minogue. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Are you excited?
I'm so excited. There's such an energy in the air. It's been here all day. And, yeah.
These events, I think, suit you so well. Whether it's your own gig or whether you're here performing one song, I don't know, you just seem to give it everything, and I'm assuming that tonight's performance is going to be a complete wow factor.
Well, yeah, hopefully I'll live up to the song, the title of the song I'm performing, so we want to be wow, 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 wow. Yes, it's kind of a lot of colour and dazzle, I guess, in my performance.
And you've got plenty of that already. Yeah. Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Do we know how much worth, roughly?
No, we don't know.
A gazillion pounds, maybe?
Let's hope.
Is she wearing peacocks as well?
How do you choose what you're wearing? I mean, how do you... You must have, like, be sent hundreds of dresses for the event.
Well, this dress is a vintage Vicky Teal. Our fashionistas peacock. Will know that means something or other. And I found it in LA, so I was quite prepared in advance this time. I'm normally very lastminute.com, but yeah, I thought vintage, I'm safe, no one else will have the same thing on.
Do you enjoy coming to these events? Do you enjoy the sort of the glitz and the glamour of it and the attention and the mix of people here as
it's
well?
It's kind of nerve-wracking, but it is a great opportunity to meet, like I met...
Ask the listener question next.
Today, and that was just great, very exciting.
Yeah. Scott, what are you saying to me? You're whispering in my ear and I can't hear you.
No, nothing. Just ask the question casually next to the listener question, please, from a listener.
Okay. Would you like to feel my bump?
Yes.
And can I have a squeeze of your bum?
Is this you or someone else?
This is me.
No, who's yeah. Wanting it?
Me.
Okay.
Me, yeah. I just squeezed Kylie's bum, by the way, and she just spelt my bump.
Oh, I'm loving
it. Beautiful. So lovely.
Thank you. Have a great time tonight.
Thank you.
And Scott says he loves you.
Oh, thanks, Scott. Thank you.
Love you, Kylie.
We miss you.
Oh.
Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Have fun.
I am loving this today, Edith. You just squeezed Kylie's bum.
I pinched it. I don't squeeze it. It's too little to squeeze.
Oh,
pinched it. It's so petite and demure. It's like one of my breasts.
Loving it. Okay, good. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
I'm a little bit scared of Paris Hilton now. Maybe a shower cap.
Bit too late for that now.
Oh, do you reckon he's left a message already? We need to check Flirt Divert. It's 5 to 5 on Radio 1.
I think he might be playing it a bit cooler than that.
You're very confident, aren't
you?
Yeah,
get you.
No, I didn't
think he'll have left a message already.
I just asked if you thought he might have.
No, I think he'll be more concerned with what's going on at the Brits, and he might leave it a couple of days.
That did sound a little bit big-headed of me, didn't it?
Yeah.
But then it is Paris Hilton. Do you know what I mean? Do you think he's in my league?
Yes.
Thanks.
I would even go, without swelling your head even further, I would go as far as say you're a couple of divisions higher.
Well, down, boy. The Scott Mills Daily. I want to go back to the Brits, though. Edith's got all the action for the red carpet with Kaiser Chiefs.
Yeah, welcome Kaiser Chiefs again to the... Oh, and Ricky's singing klaxons, which is nice.
Just giving him a bit of airplay.
Jamie's been walking about for the last 4 hours, you said, Nick. Doing what?
Playing an invisible bass.
It's contagious because I started doing it as well.
It's the crazy, wacky stuff that goes on behind the Brits in rehearsals.
Yeah, 4 hours.
I just saw a pigeon flying through the Earls Court.
Shut up. No, you didn't.
No, that was...
You on what he's
fast.
On?
No, I just saw it fly out.
Congratulations, first of all, on the 3 nominations. Simon, first of all, there was something you wanted to say to Scott.
Hello, Scott.
You can't hear him, but tell him. What did you want to tell him?
Well, I told him at that One Big Weekend thing, he's my favourite Radio 1 DJ. Oh. And he laughed it off like it was a joke, but it's serious.
You're true.
I always listen to him.
Oh. Cheers.
Do you want me to pass on a message to him for you, Scott?
Just say that I'm flattered. I've gone all shy.
He's gone all shy, but you've got a fight in your hands. Paris Hilton.
I like Greg James.
Oh, Nick likes Reggie. Let's not have a battle here, right, between who your favourite...
I didn't say I preferred him. I just think he's a hot prospect.
Back off,
really?
Nick.
Yeah. You think he's hot?
Breakfast show is beckoning. One day, 5 years, 6 years.
Scott says back off, Nick.
Well, you can tell Scott that I actually have a Mr. Microphone he can have.
Oh, you're joking me.
You're joking, he says.
No, I have.
Okay, oh, you promise you can have
my brother's, but I'm sure he wouldn't.
Do you promise he can have it?
He can have it, yes.
Amazing. Oh. If he gets you a Brit Award tonight, you'll get him a Mr. Microphone.
Seems like an easy swap.
This is a question that you all might find interesting and slightly embarrassing, but as youngsters, did you ever fancy any of your mates' mums?
Yeah.
Who?
Oliver Ryder's.
Oliver Ryder's, good name.
No.
Liar.
Don't think so.
Peanut?
No, but I do now.
Which one?
I'm not telling.
About the dads.
What?
About the dads, don't they?
Would you fancy your mate's dad too?
Not saying I didn't.
There's intrigue there. Right, listen, go and enjoy yourselves. You all look lovely and very smart. And yeah, you too. Take care. Good luck. He's coming later, yeah. Have a good night. Thank you.
I'm so excited that I can have the Kaiser Chiefs Mr. Microphone. If you don't know what I'm on about, Mr. Microphone, this amazing invention from the 1980s.
Hey, this Christmas party is getting a little too quiet. I think it's time we liven it up with my favorite Christmas gift, Mr. Microphone.
Hey, what's that?
Well, you set the dial on your FM radio and... Testing.
I'm on the radio!
These kids are having a fabulous time with Mr. Microphone, the cordless microphone that actually puts your voice on the radio.
How cool.
There are no attaching wires, so you're free to move around. Broadcast over any FM car radio.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Professional entertainers use Mr. Microphone for rehearsing.
I got one.
They don't.
I got one.
I got one.
Microphone and I love it.
It's practical and great fun for the whole family. And it's only $14.88. Mr. Microphone, buy two or three, they really make great Christmas gifts.
I got one. I have now.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Like he's got some strength. I'm proud of him.
Big up Exeter, y'all. It's 4:25 on Radio 1. Should we play the Just Stone Lottery?
When you said we were going to play a Just Stone Lottery, I just that brought back all sorts of images. I had visions of you standing next to her hitting a button saying release the balls.
And what does Just Stone do on that?
Well, presumably
lottery?
She's like Guinevere or whatever else they're called. Is that right? Fill her full of balls, you hit the button, they pop out.
She fires them out, yeah.
Yeah.
No, this is different.
All right.
Let's play the game. Let's play the Just Stone Lottery on Radio 1. One. Will she turn up at the Brit Awards after last year's debacle?
Like, he's got some strength. I'm proud of him.
And what accent will she use this time? She's so unpredictable, y'all. I love y'all out there. Y'all. Now, Chopper.
Yeah?
I've taken a few bits of music from around the globe, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to work out where the music is from.
Okay.
And then... I want you to be Joss Stone, but from that country, okay?
Oh, come on.
All right? Let's play the Joss Stone Lottery on Radio 1. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. This is your forte. You're good at this.
Do I have to do a high voice?
Come on, Joss.
Well, hello, Joss Stone here.
Hi, Joss, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Welcome to the Brit Awards.
Hi, nae bother.
I noticed you're speaking a little bit Scottish there.
Hi.
Oh, the music's changed.
Ah, what about you now? How's about that, then?
Yes, Joss?
Yeah, right there, Scott.
Very good, thanks.
My little friend. Is this right?
Yeah, I like your accent, Joss.
Excellent, thank you.
Changed again. Yes, Chappers?
I can't do that.
No, you can.
I can't.
Go on.
I can't.
Go on, Joss.
No, I actually can't.
Where are you from now?
I have a feeling I'm maybe from the Caribbean.
Okay.
Fuck. I'll end up sounding like Lady Henry in the 80s. I don't think
that's never a bad thing.
I don't think I can do this. Move on, next one.
Okay. Hi, Joss.
Yeah.
Where are you from now?
Hello.
What?
Hello. What's this? Is that right? Is it the Far East?
No.
Is it Japan?
No.
Kazakhstan?
Duh. Hi, Joss.
Hello.
And that was the Joss Stone Lottery. I thought that went very well. Radio 1 Podcast. Let's go back to the Brit Awards, to the red carpet with Edith.
Just made his way up the red carpet in velour. Alan Carr, how are you?
Velour? This cost me a fortune. It's velvet. Velour? It sounds like something a DFS sofa would be made of. It's velvet. How rude.
Velour.
Velvet trimmed in satin.
Well, that's what they said at Bon Marché. They said it was velvet.
At Bon Marché?
Oh, I know. Hopefully I'll get loads of freebies by mentioning that product.
What are you doing at the Brits, Alan?
I don't know. No, I'm giving out awards.
Who to?
It's best single. You know what I gave out last year and I end up kissing all of Take That? So I'm back again.
Do you want to kiss this time?
Oh, I don't know. I fancy Leona Lewis.
You want to kiss her?
No, I fancy kissing her. Just see what it's like.
Okay.
She's such a great singer. You know, those words come out of her mouth. I'd love to press my lips against them.
Funny that, because Adele said the same thing about Will Young. He's presenting her award and she wants to snog him.
Oh, well, bring it on, Adele. Let's see who can slip the tongue in first.
It's a tongue race.
Yeah.
I've got to ask you, we've talked about what we can see with regards to the outfit. Underwear-wise, what goes under the velour?
Tanga briefs.
Comfort.
You get no VPL, but you give the support of a boxer.
I look forward to seeing you with the tongue action on stage with Leona.
I'll even pull my trousers down while I do it so everyone can enjoy.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
A lot of people saying that I should definitely go out on a date with Paris Hilton. I'm not thinking that's a good idea.
You've already rung him once.
Yeah, I just wanted to check it was the right number.
I bet you ring him later.
I'm more excited about the fact that Nick off the Kaiser Chiefs is going to give me his Mr. Microphone. He did say give and not lend, didn't he?
Yes, he did, yeah.
Right, excellent.
It is yours.
That's very good. I'm very pleased. Right, let's go back to the red carpet. And Edith.
Hi!
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Freezing. I just was outside and I'm so like, oh, inside and out. I literally was standing there shaking.
The Osbournes.
We're here with the Osbournes. Can we just say a quick hi and good luck tonight?
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming. It's a pleasure. It's like your own personal party, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know, yeah, but I'm looking forward to
it. It's a family affair.
It is.
It's a family affair.
That must feel really nice to kind of, you know, be running things.
It's the first time we've all worked together since the Osbournes.
Wow.
As a collective, and it's weird because it feels like,
because all the kids have grown up, we've got grown up.
Yeah, who's giving who advice here now?
Listen, we're following their lead.
Dad's just talking.
He's just doing what he's told to do.
To do another series, you know, just see how we have changed. So I have to look back to the old series to see how we were, you know.
Remember what you did?
Yeah.
I can't remember half of it.
What are you, Sharon, what are you most looking forward to tonight?
Oh, the live performances. I mean, there's so many great people performing. So we're very excited, very pumped for it.
Kelly, what about you? Because you've got a lot of mates here who are nominated
and
things.
It's really hard because everyone keeps saying, who do you want to win? And I don't know because I can't just say it because they're my mate. So may the best man win.
I'm here for support.
You're here for support. Good man, yeah. Go on, Marker. He touched my bump earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
he did. He was lovely. I told him to. It was beautiful, yeah. Do you want to touch it?
Yeah.
There we go. Oh, thank you.
I'm
5 months.
I was going to say, it's taking like 3 days. I'm not good at that.
But listen,
oil the kettle.
Good luck tonight. We're really rooting for you and have a great night. Thank you so much. Cheers. Thanks a lot.
Edith with the Osbournes at the Brits. She loves a bit of the touch on the bum, doesn't she?
They've all done it. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio
1 Podcasts. Podcast. Now, remember this time last year, almost to the day, when Devon's Joss Stone turned up with an interesting accent.
Like, that's not cool. He's going through a space. You know what? He's man enough to bring himself through it. There's a lot of people in this world that are not. They're not man enough.
Uh-huh, girlfriend. Oh. She still hasn't shown up at this year's Brit yet. So let's play another round of Where is Joss Stone from today at the Brit Awards?
Can I just guess now, rather than having to try and sound like Joss Stone with some awful accent?
So what happens, Chopper, is you are Joss Stone, right? So the music will come on,
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You go, girl.
Yeah, big up the extra massive.
Yeah.
Yeah. You are Joss Stone, so when the music comes on, you just do whatever accent goes with that country. Okay, Joss? Ready?
Yeah.
Joss,
I'm not quite sure what this is.
You're in China.
Am I? Very nice to meet you.
What?
Very nice to meet you.
Good, Joss. Good. Okay.
G'day. I'm Joss Stone, mate.
Very good.
You're great, Galah.
Very good.
Thank you.
Where are you now, Joss?
Arriba, arriba. Hello, Mr. Scott Mills.
Brilliant. Really good at this chap, as well done.
What is that?
Welsh.
I really struggle with Welsh. I can't do Welsh.
No?
No.
Have a little try.
Well, hello there, Scott Mills. How are you?
That's lovely, that.
Is that all right, Joss Stone here?
Yeah, that's very good.
Yes?
All right, one more.
We're doing very well at the rugby.
Oh, you're good at this one. Joss Stone in Germany now.
Ah, guten Tag! Joss Stone here.
And then back to the original accent.
Well, yeehaw, I'm looking forward to getting one of these goddamn Brit Awards.
I love them. Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.